listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Well, Rocket can. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio, and it's time to get to a Week 8 edition of No Huddle Offense.
Touchdowns, sacks, upsets, and last-minute heroics. Another NFL Sunday is in the books, and we've got you covered with the biggest plays and sound bites from another wild week in the National Football League. It's time for No Huddle Offense on the Zach Gelb Show.
Hickster, we are a show of honesty. I need to know. I want you to be honest with me. Did you wake up on time for Broncos-Jaguars 9:30 a.m. Eastern time kick?
I actually did.
Were you able to find the game right away?
It took me 10 minutes.
I had no clue that the game was on ESPN+. I woke up at 9 a.m. Eastern, made myself a cup of tea, sat down. My parents were in on Saturday, so mom brought me some oatmeal chocolate chip cookies. So at about 9:05 a.m. Eastern time, I said, let's have a gluttonous Sunday. Had a few oatmeal chocolate chip cookies. I sat down, and I go to NFL Network, and I'm seeing that there's no game. And I'm like, where the heck is the game? And I start to search, and it's on ESPN+. Now, I don't pay for ESPN+, but I know someone that works there. So I have their account on my on one of my TVs in my apartment. So I made kickoff at 9:30 a.m. Eastern. How about yourself?
I do not have ESPN+. Didn't bother. Didn't watch the game until this morning.
How'd you watch the game this morning?
I have an NFL Plus account, so you can rewatch every game.
Oh, you do.
So I figured, all right, I'll use that, but I'm not going to.
Is that company expense?
No.
Really?
No. Yeah. Hmm. This company's not paying for me to rewatch games. I can tell you that right now.
They pay for mine.
Must be nice. Must be nice.
So this company does pay for that. Anyway, I did watch the game. Woof. Trevor Lawrence looks terrible. Remember when they were 2-1 and then they were up 14-0 against the Eagles and then lost that game? They haven't won a game since. They peaked in week 3. Latavius Murray, we have to have a highlight in this game, had a 2-yard touchdown to make it 21-17 late in the fourth quarter. Oh, now hold on. You didn't listen to a friend of show? You couldn't watch the game? Westwood One operates us? And J.P. Shadrick was on the call in London? And you didn't say, oh, I'll listen to our guy, J.P.?
I was unaware.
Bad job out of you. You're a producer. You're supposed to know these things. Anyway, instead of dumping on Hickey, let's hear Latavius Murray put the nail in the coffin for the Jaguars in this one. J.P. Shadrick on Westwood One.
Under center and the snap. Handoff straight ahead, and Murray finds the end zone. Touchdown, Denver. The Broncos have the lead. 1:43 to play in the fourth quarter. Denver 20, Jacksonville 17.
Now, take a little bit behind the scenes. J.P. Shadrick is a team reporter for the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's a very good call, figuring that his team is about to lose. You'd have no clue that he's a team reporter for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's got a great voice. That guy should be doing consistent play-by-play already in the NFL. Like, we play some cuts from some of these other announcers. He should be one of the 32 guys that do play-by-play in the National Football League. Russell Wilson. Mr. Unlimited, 18 of 30, 252 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. And after the game, he did say, Broncos country, let's ride. Who is that? Laura Rutledge, I think he did that to. She wanted no part of that clip going viral. And I don't blame her, because she was, you know what that was? I don't actually, I'll take that back. I don't think she didn't want to be part of the viral moment. She wanted to laugh. She wanted to run away and laugh, and she probably didn't want to embarrass Russ right in front of his face, but she knew how embarrassing that was. So she quickly turned around and then ran away to probably just laugh and cry in tears of laughter. That's what it had to be.
True professional. Very true pro right there.
No doubt about that. Falcons, Panthers, the game of the day, maybe the game of the year so far in the NFL if you take out the Chiefs or the Bills. But Falcons, they win in overtime 37-34. Let's hear DJ Moore catch that 62-yard touchdown from PJ Walker to tie the game at 34 with 12 seconds left. There was a missed extra point because DJ Moore took his helmet off. They had 15 yards onto that extra kick. It was no good on the extra point. And then in overtime, here is Younghoe Koo on the 41-yard game-winning field goal. Let's listen up to both the Panthers radio network and then the Falcons radio network.
Three-man rush, takes the snap, drops back, rolls to his left. He's flush, loads up, airs it deep downfield for DJ Moore. Behind his man, Moore, DJ Moore caught the ball.
How did that happen?
Oh, my goodness.
Touchdown, Carolina. This is amazing. This will be a 48-yard extra point. Jansen to snap. Hecker to hold. The snap, the hold. Pinheiro drives his leg through. The kick is up. And no good.
This game has had everything, every emotion.
Wow.
41 will be the number here. Snap spot. Here's Koo for the win. Kick is away. And drive home safely. Younghoe Koo from 41 yards wins the ball game.
I don't know if that was the way that it was recorded or distributed, because the first call that we played you, the Panthers call, sounded like they weren't even in the stadium. And then this is a Falcons home game, so we know West Durham is there, but that sounded like he wasn't in the stadium either. You have any clue how we record those things? That sound off to you? It sounded like we were in an ocean a little bit to me.
Oh, sounded fine to me.
Yeah, I don't know. That just didn't sound good. By the way, that Hail Mary call, I need a little bit more from the announcers. The extra point, the missed extra point was a better call than the Hail Mary call. That's a problem. In the game, Marcus Mariota, 20 of 28, 253 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Kyle Pitts, 5 receptions, 80 yards, and a touchdown. P.J. Walker going to start again next week. T for Temple, you baby. 19 of 36, 317 yards, a touchdown and a pick. Deontay Foreman, 26 carries for 118 yards and 3 touchdowns. And D.J. Moore, 6 for a buck 52 in that score that you just heard. Falcons, they go to 4-4, and they're in first place in the NFC South. And the NFC South is the only division without a team having a winning record sitting in first place. Cowboys, Bears. Ezekiel Elliott did not play, no problem. Tony Pollard may be showing that he's better. 14 carries for 131 yards and 3 touchdowns. Dak Prescott, 21 to 27 for 250 yards, 2 touchdowns and a pick. Cowboys blow out the Bears. Tony Pollard, a 54-yard touchdown run, his third of the game. Here's Brad Sham on the Cowboys Radio Network.
Hand off Pollard coming left. Foot in the ground, first down and more, 50. Good block from the tight end. Sideline, keep running. 10, 5, touchdown, Tony Pollard.
Let's go to the Dolphins and Lions. The Lions, at first, all week I'm looking at that number, Hickey. And I'm saying the Dolphins are only a 3.5-point favorite. What does Vegas know that I don't know? So I'm staying away. Not going to touch that number. Dolphins end up winning by 4, but they were down 14-0 and then down 21-7. But good teams just find a way to get the job done. And that's what the Dolphins did. Here is Mike Gesicki, an 11-yard touchdown reception to make it 31-27 in the third quarter. Here's the Dolphins radio network as the Dolphins move to 5-3.
Tua out of the shotgun, back to throw now, looking, throws it.
Touchdown, Miami, Mike Gesicki.
And the Dolphins have their first lead in this football game.
And Tua Tagovailoa is showing that he is a legit starting quarterback in the NFL. Every game he started this year, the Dolphins have won. He's 5-0 in games that he starts and finishes, the way that we should say it. And two of 29 of 36, 382 yards and 3 touchdowns. And he's the first Dolphins QB in history to have 350 plus yards, 3 plus touchdowns and no interceptions while completing at least 80% of his passes. Tyreek Hill, an historical rate, 12 catches for a buck 88. He's on pace to get well over 2,000 yards. Jaylen Waddle, 8 catches for 106 yards. And he did have 2 touchdowns in the contest as he waddled like a penguin in the end zone 2 times. And right now, Tyreek Hill leads the NFL with 961 receiving yards. Jaylen Waddle is 4th in the NFL with 727 receiving yards per Field Yates. They have now combined for 1,688 receiving yards through 8 games, the most by any teammates through 8 games in the Super Bowl era. We next go to a game between the Minnesota Vikings and the Arizona Cardinals. Kirk Cousins, 5-yard touchdown pass to friend to show K.J. Osborne. This made the game 34-26 in the fourth quarter. Let's listen up to Paul Allen on the Vikings radio network.
Madison heads to the backfield. Cousins shotgun. Short drop. Throws right. And caught! Touchdown! K.J. Osborne has given the Minnesota Vikings a 34-26 lead.
The Vikings defense is the story to me here. Za'Darius Smith had 3 sacks in the game. They picked off Kyler Murray twice. Patrick Peterson had a great game up against his old team and then was looking for Steve Keim after the game and was wondering why Steve keeps on ducking him. That was a great social media clip. Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury, though, just continue to disappoint. 31-44 for 326 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 picks. And we mentioned the Vikings defense. Their offense, we know, is so good. Kirk's a really good quarterback. Not great, but really good. 24-36, 332 yards and 2 passing touchdowns. But they could just beat you so many different ways. Dalvin Cook on the ground had 111 yards and a score. Justin Jefferson, 6 receptions for 98 yards. You have Thielen. You have K.J. Osborne. Alexander Mattison did have a touchdown. Vikings, they are a top 3 team in the NFC. The Eagles, clearly the best team in the NFC, and they blew out the Vikings when they played them. And the Eagles are 7-0. You get in that conversation, who is the second best? Vikings are right there at 6-1. We'll see what the 49ers are also like at the end of the year. They're 4-4 with a lot of talent as well. Saints and Raiders. I have a buddy of mine, Hickey. Good college friend, my buddy Michael. He's a huge Raiders fan. Like, dresses up. His fiance knew that he was a huge Raiders fan, but when they first started dating, didn't tell her that he dresses up like that. Now, since they're engaged, you're going to get married in September on Labor Day weekend. He wears all the crazy gear when he goes to these Raiders games. They made the trip together to New Orleans, which is a great place to go. New Orleans is one of the best cities in America. Imagine paying all that money, tickets, hotel, airfare, food, drinks, and your team doesn't even score a point, and they never even make it a game. In a game that was winnable on paper for you, going up against a banged-up Saints team.
I think as you leave the stadium, you take it all off, you throw it in the trash, and at least leave it
change
all
teams
in the field. Imagine going to Bourbon Street after the game dressed in like the Black Hole garb. Like, you can't be doing that.
That's the one place you probably fit in.
You got to at least make a quick change in the hotel.
That guy's a little bit early for Mardi Gras is probably what they thought. Saints win 24-0. Alvin Kamara, 36-yard touchdown reception to make it 24-zip. Here is Mike Haas on the Saints radio network. Kamara in the game at 158 total yards. He led the Saints in receiving and rushing, had 3 total touchdowns. Listen up.
Long count. Dalton to throw. Looking. Dumps it across the middle. Kamara's got it. 25, 20, 15, 10. Near side, and he will scoot into the end zone. Alvin Kamara does it again. 3 for 3. 3 TDs for AK.
That was actually his best call of the season, Mike Haas. I'm usually down on him. I give him some praise there. I am very fair, let's just say. Devontae added to this game. 1 reception for 3 yards. Had a rush for -1 yard. Derek Carr got benched. Only had 101 passing yards. And the Raiders didn't cross midfield until 3:15 remaining in the fourth quarter. Patriots and the Jets. Zach is back. All right. Not in a good way. Zach Wilson. 3 interceptions. But let's listen up to Bob Soucy and Scott Zolak. I wonder what sound effects Scott Zolak has here. This was on 4th down. On 3rd down, they went 3rd-and-1. They didn't run the football. They went 5 wide. They spread him out once again. I'm screaming at the TV, run the ball. They didn't listen. Jacoby Myers finds the end zone. This made it 13-10.
Fourth and one from the five. Jones again in the gun. Myers to his left. Trips to the left, including motion. Stevenson. Myers motions to the right wing. Snap, low to Jones. He throws it right. Jacoby with a catch. First down,
yeah,
four.
Touchdown.
Dive to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
He was very calm, Zolak. He kind of went all Romo on us, predicting the plays, pointing everything out. That was very calm for Scott Zolak.
Maybe when you win 13 in a row over the Jets, there's no reason to let the emotions out in a game like that.
Oh, come on, it's Zolak.
That's true.
Ramondre Stevenson.
Lions coaches, you're right.
Hurry up, punter! You analytic nerds! Morons! I love stuff. Ramondre Stevenson, 143 yards of total offense. Mac Jones, 24-35, 194 yards, a touchdown and a pick. Zach Wilson, three interceptions, 355 passing yards, two passing touchdowns. That is 13 straight wins, like Hickey said, for the Patriots over the Jets. Do you remember the last time the Jets beat the Patriots? You'll remember the play if you don't know.
It wasn't Eric Decker in overtime?
Yep. From Ryan Fitzpatrick, December of 2015. I was at that game.
Good times.
Oh, no, it was actually. It was a terrible day.
That feels like forever ago.
Bill Belichick passed George Halas for second most wins in NFL history, 325, including the playoffs. Eagles, Steelers, A.J. Brown, three total touchdowns. Here is Merrill Reese and Mike Quick on the Eagles Radio Network, powered by PNC for the Achiever and you. I probably shouldn't give him a free ad read, but that's how Merrill Reese sounds.
Hurts looks. Fakes, still looking. He is going deep down the far side, and it is A.J. Brown again! Another touchdown! 29 yards!
Boom!
Six receptions for a 156 and three touchdowns. Jalen Hurts, 19-28, 285 yards and four touchdowns. Eagles have tied a team record for best start in franchise history. Titans! Texans! For the angry board op in the morning, Pete the Bossy Bellotti. Jeez, he was all upset with me today. Pete, take it easy. Now, Hickey, you are dressed up like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Maybe we should keep you there. And in the morning, you should just be at the board and give a signature Dwayne The Rock Johnson phase when Pete the Bossy Bellotti starts to speak. Do you have any idea what that phrase would be?
No clue. As a big Rock fan, as you can see that I am.
Shut up! And then a word that rhymes with itch.
Interesting. I think I may get fired, so I will not do that.
I'm not sure if I could actually say that on the radio. Loose standards around here these days. I think I could have. But
better to be safe than sorry.
You know, I don't want management.
Family friendly.
I don't want Pete the Body Bellotti to be mad at me again. Oh, how could I survive with my day? Titans. Happy? Derrick Henry, 29-yard touchdown run to make it 7-3 in the second quarter. Mike Keith on the Tennessee Titans radio network.
Give it to Henry, 25-20, 15, outside to the 10, puts a move on to the 5, stiff arm, dives over the pylon. Touchdown, Titans! That was a man-sized run by the man! Derrick Henry,
32 carries for 219 yards and two touchdowns. Four straight games of 200-plus rushing yards versus the Texans. That's the craziest stat of them all. You know how I say that the team that plays in Tennessee is your football team's daddy? Well, Derrick Henry's the father of the Texans, too. Commanders and Colts. I was texting you during this game, and you said you wanted to see your Indianapolis Colts lose. Well, Taylor, Ham, Heinicke came up in the clutch to Terry McLaurin. A 30-yard grab, got it down to the one-yard line, and then you did have the one-yard touchdown run from Taylor Ham Heinicke. This made it 17-16 with 22 seconds left and got me a cover. Here is the Commanders Radio Network.
Here's Heinicke with the snap. Three wide receivers to the left. Colts break four. Heinicke steps up. Now he pumps, steps back, throws one down deep down the center of the field, and that is towards Terry McLaurin to fight for it at the one, and he's got it at the one-yard line! What a catch by McLaurin! In motion, Cam Sims. Heinicke keeps it, goes for the end zone. What's the call?
Touchdown!
Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! A one-yard run by Heinicke!
How about that, Carson Wentz? Taylor Heinicke, 23-31 for 279 yards and a touchdown. Terry McLaurin, Scary Terry, 6 receptions for 113 yards. Sam Ellinger, 17-23 for 201 yards and did lose a fumble. 49ers and Rams. This is a 14-10 game in favor of the Rams at halftime. The 49ers end up blanking them in the second half. They win 31-14. Christian McCaffrey, have yourself a day. Are we playing all three of these? He had a passing touchdown, a rushing touchdown, and a receiving touchdown. Let's listen up to Greg Papa and Tim Ryan on the 49ers radio network.
Kittle is inside of Ayuk, right? They motion McCaffrey, backwards pass to McCaffrey, and he's going to throw downfield wide open. Brandon Ayuk, touchdown! San Francisco! He can run!
Ayuk!
He can catch! McCaffrey can throw. It is Garoppolo looking. Garoppolo under pressure throws to the back of the end zone. Caught by Christian McCaffrey. Touchdown! CMC!
Dynamite!
Garoppolo in the shotgun. McCaffrey to his right. They're going to give it to McCaffrey coming left. McCaffrey! Touchdown! Cisco! He has thrown one. He has caught one. He has run one. He can do it all.
Wow. Move Greg Papa and Tim Ryan up the rankings. McCaffrey, first player with a rushing, passing, and receiving touchdown since LT, LaDainian Tomlinson, in 2005. Giants and Seahawks. A little redemption time for Tyler Lockett. Drop what would have been a touchdown. Earlier in the game, fumbled the ball inside the five-yard line. And then he caught this touchdown. It's a 33-yard snag to make it 20-13 in the fourth quarter. Here's Steve Rabel on the Seahawks radio network as Geno Smith leads the league in completion percentage. He was 23-34, 212 yards and 2 touchdowns. Tyler Lockett, 5 receptions for 63 yards and this touchdown.
Geno going to throw again on first down. Pump fake. Going to throw deep. Got a man in the corner. It is Lockett. Touchdown, Seahawks. What a drive led by Geno Smith.
The Seahawks, just like how we all predicted, are 5-3. The Giants, just like how we all predicted, are 6-2. Finally, Bills and Packers. Stephon Diggs, have yourself a day. Here is his 26-yard touchdown reception to make it 14-0 in the second quarter. Diggs in the contest, 6 catches for 108 yards and a score. Josh Allen, 13-25, 208 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. Aaron Rodgers, 19-30, 203 yards, 2 touchdowns and an interception. Here is Stephon Diggs.
Now the Bills have the ball, 2nd-1 at the Green Bay 26. Josh takes a snap, going to throw, goes to the end zone, and this one is caught for a touchdown. Let's see. It is Stephon Diggs. It is a Buffalo touchdown.
It is the Zach Yelp Show on CBS Sports Radio. Packers fall to 3-5, Bills 6-1. That is No Huddle Offense.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
And you can think of O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You want to talk about a scary situation, hot take, Icky, on Halloween? If I'm a fan of the Arizona Cardinals, Kyler Murray got paid. Steve Keim got paid. Cliff Kingsbury got paid. And do you feel any better about the Cardinals this year than you did last year? I feel worse. Last year, they got off to that blazing hot start and they crumbled down the stretch. This year, off to a bad start. Now if Hopkins back, we know how good DeAndre Hopkins is, but that team is just not that good. That coach is overrated, and the quarterback, they ask him to do everything, but I just think Kyler Murray is a good quarterback, sometimes a very, very good quarterback. I don't see him being an elite quarterback in the NFL.
And it just goes to show you the Cardinals organization, how mismanaged it was when this offseason they got bullied by their quarterback. That's why Kyler got paid. He had that whole entire fit starting right around Super Bowl week, and whether it's social media, when it was kind of putting some reports out there, you didn't do yourself any favors and you paid the GM and the head coach, but it's like you reward them for what?
Well, here's the thing. I think the quarterback was going to get paid regardless in due time because he's a good quarterback. He's not a great quarterback. And we've seen this story over and over again in the NFL. Good quarterbacks get great quarterback money. So has he shown you enough in the first few years where you're going to give him another contract? I think he would have. But the unnecessary move where you are right, where they expedited that process and maybe could have had a little bit more of a fight or maybe could have put it off another year, was really when they gave Keim and Kingsbury extensions going into their final year of the deal through 2027. They could have just given Keim and Kingsbury a two-year extension. You don't have to give them extensions through 2027. There's a way to not make them a lame duck GM and lame duck head coach optically without giving them all those guaranteed years and all those, big-time years through 2027. That's what never made sense to me. They could have just extended them both through 2024 if they wanted to. They were out of their final year of the deal. Give them a two-year extension. Extend them through 2023, extend them through 2024, and at least that makes it manageable. Because I don't know about you. Do I think they're going to show me enough where they deserve to come back next year? Keim and Kingsbury, no. But I think because both the coach and the GM is tied together through 2027, I think they're going to get another year.
And I would say right now it's a wasted year. Like, it looks 2022 is going to be a waste and you're going to regress. 2023 is going to get much better. Like, if you want to talk about DeAndre Hopkins, if there are people out there defending Kyler Murray, you don't pay your quarterback $240 million, and then all of a sudden, oh, well, he needs his number one wide receiver, and he needs all this help around him. You pay the quarterback because they're good enough to lift others around him, not needing help. So now you can't get out of that contract for the quarterback. You can't get out of the head coach contract. And now you're sitting there looking at a few wasted years.
Well, everyone needs help in order to win. No one wins on their own. But we've seen people like Tom Brady. For example, I know that's the GOAT, so maybe that's an unfair comparison. But a guy like Tom Brady, if you want to go back to 2006, had Rishay Caldwell and Doug Gabriel as his two best receivers. Those are not good wide receivers. And they got to an AFC championship game. Now, I know that's the GOAT, but you look for your franchise quarterback to find a way to win with less. And there's enough there in Arizona with DeAndre Hopkins being out for the first six games of the season. Now he's back for these last two games where they should have been able to weather the storm. And you've seen the most valuable player on that team is DeAndre Hopkins. And Kyler Murray, I got to treat him to the same standards as the way that I talked about Rodgers, where I don't want to hear from Aaron Rodgers that you didn't have Davante Adams this year. You're getting paid $50 million. Kyler Murray wanted the money. He got the money. Now you got to be great or there's going to be questions about you. And I do really believe, Rye, that you're going to see Kingsbury and Keim back, and I'm with you. I don't see how this gets better. I don't see how this improves because Steve Keim doesn't get my trust. Cliff Kingsbury does it. Like, even if Cliff Kingsbury got out to a 5-0 start next year, what makes me think that next year is going to be the year where down the stretch he's going to be able to finish? I got nothing tangibly that I could hold on to that makes me think that Cliff Kingsbury is going to be a Super Bowl winning coach or even a coach that wins multiple playoff games in this league.
How about a playoff game? I mean, you can make the argument, there's a first playoff game. You know, we could point to Lamar struggles, but I mean, that Kyler Cliff debut last year against the Rams
was brutal.
It was a pantsing. It was embarrassing. Didn't have a chance on that field.
And the body language of the quarterback was also terrible.
Awful. And you're at home. It was bad all around. Really bad all around.
They play Seattle this weekend. I trust Seattle more in this game.
I agree. And, you know, I'm not sold on Seattle.
And you can't stand Seattle.
Playoff team. But I'm with you. I feel more confident in Geno Smith outdoing and doing enough to win compared to Kyler Murray.
Let me ask you this. They're 3-5. This is ugly. The next 5 weeks, they play Seattle. Win or loss.
I'm just picking the Seahawks right now.
Then the week after that, they're in L.A. against the Rams.
Loss.
Then they're home against San Francisco on Monday Night Football.
Loss.
Then Thanksgiving weekend, they are home against the Chargers.
Loss.
Bye week.
Can't
out of the
that.
Bye week. Well, some teams can. They play the Patriots on Monday Night Football. That game is in Arizona.
I'll say should be a win.
Okay. So that is, in five games, you have them going 1-4. That is 9 losses when you go into what would be the final 4 games of the season.
Not great.
Now, are all those guaranteed losses? No, but right now with what I'm seeing from Arizona, I would pick Seattle, and I've killed the Rams. I told you I don't think the Rams are going to make the playoffs. I would pick the Rams. I would definitely pick San Francisco. Chargers are a toss-up because I just can't trust the Chargers. They have more talent, but the Chargers are so tough to trust. And yes, I would say that the Cardinals should be able to defeat the Patriots, but would it surprise you if Bill Belichick, I know he's not done great against mobile quarterbacks recently, would it surprise you if Belichick devises up a game plan to contain Kyler Murray? Wouldn't surprise me.
So still 2-3, we're talking about 8 losses going into the month of December, which they've been awful in historically the last 2 years.
And this
like
is
they
a
go
team
2-3. That's
that it was not only playoff or bust going into this year, they had to win a playoff game.
I totally agree.
To show me that they were taking a step in the right direction, but the problem is they extended all these guys. You're not going to get rid of Kime and Kingsbury when their contracts are through 2027. So they're going to get another year, I would think. But if they lose like 6 or 7 games more the rest of the way, maybe Michael Bidwell just says, I'm going to eat the money now.
And do you see a path them to even get out of fourth place?
No.
Like we're talking about best case scenario the next 5 games, which are should be all winnable
right
before
now,
the season.
Right now, if I predict the NFC West, I'll go 49ers win it. Seahawks, second best team in that division. Could win the division, but I'll put the Seahawks in at number 2 right now. I would then go Rams 3 and then the Cardinals 4. I think this would be like a 6-win team. I think they're only maybe 7. I only see maybe 3 to 4 more wins at most on this schedule. I have zero reason to believe in this team. And it's a talented team on paper. They got talent on this team.
Does that mean something? Doesn't that mean something has to change? Well, again, maybe it's not the head coach. Maybe
well, it's
not
even
the GM or
quarterback. It's a bad look if I had to prioritize it. I don't like Steve Keim. But if I had to prioritize it, I would say Kingsbury's the biggest problem, then Kyler Murray, then Steve Keim. I'm not a believer in Steve Keim, but this is not a roster that should be 3-5 right now with the way that they're built. So that tells me that's more on the coach or the quarterback.
Throughout the 60s and 70s.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations. Coverage of your favorite teams. Live news from your hometown. And millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news. And add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations. Coverage of your favorite teams. Live news from your hometown. And millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news. And add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
If you love to travel, you love cool experiences, I think you're going to love Viator. If you haven't heard, Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace. They've got everything from simple tours to extreme adventures, all the cool and interesting stuff in between as well. Well, this year, my wife and kids are making one of my bucket list trips come true. We're going to Sun Valley. So we're going to fly to Sun Valley, and I tell you, the thought of bringing skis, poles, boots, snowboards, everything, overwhelming. But that's where Viator came in. They made this incredibly easy. I just opened the Viator app, searched Sun Valley, and boom, Viator arranges a first-class experience, custom ski, snowboard, and boot fittings and tickets delivered right to the condo. It's pretty amazing. Experiences are what we love most about travel. They create these long-lasting moments and make memories that will last a lifetime. Just download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking. One app, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember. Do more with Viator.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Are you playing this song because it's Halloween or another reason?
Because it is Halloween. I'm trying to get the Halloween spirit still.
It's not because Zach Wilson may have pulled the Sam Darnold yesterday and saw ghosts up against the Patriots defense?
Well, that too.
Okay.
That too.
He stinks, Zach Wilson. If I'm a Jets fan, I think the Jets have a good roster. And it stinks because they lost Breece Hall for the season, Elijah Vera Tucker as well, two young players that I have enjoyed watching the last 2 years for Elijah Vera Tucker, and then so far the early stages of the Breece Hall campaign in the NFL, as he was on pace, it looked like, to win the Offensive Rookie of the Year. The one difference, though, between Sam Darnold and then Zach Wilson, Sam Darnold had all the excuses. Like, he wasn't good, but he had all the excuses. There's no excuses here for Zach Wilson. He's got to show me something by the end of the year. I would think that he's back next year regardless as a starting quarterback, but there would be an enormous amount of pressure on him if he doesn't start giving you enough moments, like 4 or 5 moments, where you say, okay, he's made 4 or 5 plays that make you think he could be the guy. Because right now he's showing you why he probably isn't the guy with the way that he's played. And now he's had a few weeks to get acclimated coming back off the injury. He lost them that game yesterday. There's no other way around it.
I mean, he's playing in the NFL the same way he played in his final year at BYU, which is run around, run out of the pocket, throw the ball up. BYU's competition that year in the COVID year was horrendous. You had great wide receivers, and they would win the battle. And he's doing the same thing, just throwing the ball up there. And guess what? It's not working. You can't be doing that in the NFL. And it's very concerning because, like I said, he was terrible. 3 picks changed the game, and it's the reason why the Jets lost.
You know what I'm also starting to get concerned about? Because not that they have a ton of talent, but they have Travis Etienne. Christian Kirk's a solid receiver. Maybe not a number one, but he's a solid receiver in this league. Trevor Lawrence, he gave the Broncos all the life that they needed. That interception at the goal line was just terrible. And you don't have the excuse of, oh, Urban Meyer's there and he was an incompetent NFL head coach. You have a guy that won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles there in Doug Peterson. That Jaguars team, they peaked. They peaked when they were up 14-0 with a 2-1 record up against the Philadelphia Eagles. And ever since, they've now lost 5 games in a row. Trevor Lawrence got to start showing me more, too. Because that was a guy that was touted as the next savior, right? As hyped as Luck, as hyped as Peyton Manning. Big-time praise, big-time hype. His college career ended a little bit with the raised eyebrow, but he was so good, he's already anointed as the guy. And you look at him so far this year, I thought he was going to take a step. He has not taken that step yet for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's got to show me more.
It's tough because you're right. He's very inconsistent. He'll show flashes once in a while, which makes him almost more Manning because you see it in there. Like, he's a lot of talent. Just can't do it on a consistent basis. I guess I still view so far him in like 8 games in his career. Like, I'm going to pretend.
Because last year was such a disaster.
2021 just didn't happen to where it's almost like he's still behind the 8-ball, which is still like his rookie year, fair or not. That's just how I'll grade him, at least right now.
You look back at that draft class. Through the first 2 rounds, you see Trevor Lawrence struggling. Zach Wilson struggling. Justin Fields played a good game yesterday. Now, I got to give him credit, but does anyone think Justin Fields is really going to work in Chicago? Maybe some do, but they got to get him more talent. And I wonder if they slowly build this thing the next 2 years, if they just say, yeah, we have no attachment. Let's go get our next quarterback. Let's go get another guy. So I'm still curious what Justin Fields is going to be. Mac Jones, he didn't really show me anything yesterday. With that being said, though, Matt Patricia, Joe Judge are calling the plays, and he's got nothing at wide receiver. So it's tough for me to evaluate Mac Jones. I would like to see the Patriots this offseason do what the Dolphins did, do what the Eagles did, and really invest on that offensive side of the ball so we could actually get an answer if Mac Jones is the answer or not. Trey Lance, we'll see him finally maybe play next year. Who knows? He hasn't either been on the field or not being in the starter, or he's been hurt. So that's going to be tough to evaluate Trey Lance. And really coming off that injury, I kind of think next year is a wash year because he won't even be, he may be 100% physically, but he won't be 100% mentally when you go through an injury that he did go through. And Davis Mills, all that bull crap in the summer. Oh, Davis Mills maybe could be the guy. He's clearly not the guy with the Houston Texans. I know it's early, and you don't want to give up so quickly, but that's the nature of this league. With the way that hype was for that draft class, that 2021 quarterback draft class, no one's really taken the baton and running with it so far.
And it serves as a reminder again, we can watch all the college film. We can talk in the offseason about how great these quarterbacks are going to be. No one truly knows. No one truly has any idea who will pan out, who will develop to what their potential is supposed to be, and who will just struggle under the scrutiny, the pressure, the faster speed that is the NFL.
Well, look at Baker Mayfield's draft class. Baker was the first quarterback off the board. PJ Walker is now starting in Carolina. He's the backup. Sam Darnold, by the way, was the second quarterback, third overall pick in that draft. He is not healthy right now, but he would be the third string quarterback in Carolina. Drafted after those guys, Josh Allen, maybe the best quarterback in the league. You then also had Josh Rosen drafted. He's been a bust. And then Lamar Jackson fell to 32. You're right. We really don't know. And look at Baker Mayfield and Carson Wentz, guys that were drafted early. Baker number one, Carson number two. Carson Wentz almost had an MVP season. Carson Wentz out. Commanders have been better without Carson Wentz. Not that Taylor Heineke's been sensational, but he's winning games. They're now 4-4. And you look at Carolina, they finally have had some life in their offense with PJ Walker, who I watched at Temple more than anybody. I could have never predicted that this guy would be making plays like this in the NFL. It's the toughest. It's the most important position in the NFL. It's the most important position in sports. It's the most difficult one to really understand if you have the guy or not when you're in the scouting process. And this year, we're going to go through a new class. Like last year, it was all perceived that there weren't great quarterbacks. We'll see what Kenny Pickett turns into. We'll see what Malik Willis turns into. Like Sam Howell, Desmond Ridder, those guys. I don't know how many of those guys are even going to get a chance. But this year, we're told there's big-time quarterbacks. Go look at it, right? C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young. I guess you throw Hendon Hooker into the conversation. Anthony Richardson, like, is he going to be a first-round pick? Will Levis. We'll see what the conversation we're going to have. But look at the quarterback draft class with Burrow, Tua, and Herbert. Herbert at one time was thought to be number one overall pick. He then fell to being the third quarterback in that draft. He's been great. Joe Burrow came out of nowhere and then ended up being the number one overall pick. And Tua is starting to show why at one time he was believed to be a number one pick before the injury and then he fell to five with what he's doing this year. There's no formula for this stuff, Ryan. None whatsoever.
And a lot of it is dependent on the team, the culture, what you got around them. Like, again, it's to your point, when you invest on the offense, you give weapons to quarterbacks for them to succeed. It's not a shock that Jalen Hurts and Tua Tagovailoa were having career years this year. Why? Well, because you get him a number one wide receiver. Like, look how much better, look how much easier their job is compared to what Justin Fields is working with when you have no offense to Darnell Mooney, but Darnell Mooney is basically the only threat outside for the Bears. There's a reason why Justin Fields so far through 2 years has been nowhere near consistent, has been nowhere near kind of showing you he's a franchise guy so far.
This season, for the first time, you can hear every Westwood One NFL broadcast stream live for free Mondays, Thursdays, Sunday nights, the International Series, Holiday Triple Headers, and every postseason game. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app on westwoodonesports.com via Westwood One station streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, all sponsored by AutoZone. It's time to say goodnight to that check engine light. With the free AutoZone Fix Finder service, it will help troubleshoot the likely cause of your light for free. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. It is currently a scoreless game between the Browns and the Bengals. The Browns now have the football back. Joe Burrow had an early interception in this one, and the Browns are pinned inside their own 30-yard line. Early stages of the second quarter, 13:56 remaining in the first half. Bengals 4-3, Browns 2-5. I need the Bengals to win. I'm laying the three on this game tonight. We'll come on back, five questions, five answers, and also a wild story involving a Florida reporter and Mark Long.
Throughout the 60s and 70s,
the listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.